saving abandoned buildings with creativity. When buildings have become too old for their original purpose, they are often simply knocked down. People might oppose tearing down the old buildings, especially if they are precious landmarks, but it is hard to justify letting unused structures take up valuable space. In such cases, adaptive reuse, the reusing of an old building or structure for something other than its original purpose, is a smart solution. Here are some outstanding examples of adaptive reuse from around the world. Modern Art Museum in England. When the Bankside Power Station in London was shut down in 1981, the building was at risk of being torn down by developers. However, many people started a movement to save the landmark building on the southern bank of the River Thames. Eventually, it was decided that this building would be used as a new modern art museum to be called Tate Modern, and much of the character of the original Power Station building would be maintained. Tate Modern still resembles the old Power Station, on both the outside and the inside, which features concrete floors and steel beams. The turbine hall, stretching 155 meters long, 23 meters wide, and 35 meters high, was turned into a vast, grand entrance area. It also functions as a display space for large art installations. Next to the turbine hall is the boiler house, which holds 7 floors. The reception and common areas are on the first 2 floors. The 3rd through the 5th floors have exhibition galleries. The 6th and 7th floors feature restaurants and bars. The Bankside Power Station could have become just a pile of bricks, but instead it has been transformed into one of the world's largest museums of modern and contemporary art. Luxury Hotel in the Netherlands. Another spectacular example of adaptive reuse can be seen in this beautiful hotel in the Netherlands, which blends its own unique history with modern functionality. The building was one of the Netherlands' most infamous prisons from 1863 until 2007. However, it has undergone a complete transformation into luxurious accommodations. The building originally had 105 prison cells, but these have been converted into 40 luxurious rooms. The rooms have been updated with modern furnishings, but details like exposed brick, barred windows, and original cell doors offer clues about its past. If you need extra space, suite rooms with names like the judge, the lawyer, the jailer, and the director are available. Guests can even enjoy a special dinner while slides of the jail's history are shown. They are given black and white striped jail hats to get into the mood. This hotel used to be a place from which people desperately wanted to escape, but with some creative thinking, it has been turned into a place guests never want to leave. Tropical theme park in Germany. People living in Berlin who are eager to escape from the bitter cold of winter are now in luck. Near the city, a huge hangar for manufacturing airships has become a theme park where the sun always shines and the temperature remains a mild 26 degrees Celsius. The hangar fell into disuse because the company that owned it went bankrupt in 2002. However, a company in Malaysia looked at this massive deserted dome and saw great potential. In 2004, the hangar opened as a tropical theme park. Measuring about 66,000 square meters, the dome is tall enough to fit the Statue of Liberty inside. It contains the world's largest artificial rainforest, with more than 50,000 plants. The indoor pool is the size of 4 Olympic swimming pools, and the water slide is 9 stories tall. In the southern section of the dome, a special foil roof produces artificial sunlight, so visitors can get a tan even in the middle of winter. By looking at the enormous dome with new eyes, the company was able to turn this huge space into an amazing vacation spot. Adaptive reuse helps us preserve our heritage while allowing for new creative developments at the same time. Each of these remarkable destinations shows that by changing our point of view, we can breathe new life into old, abandoned buildings.